BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station. BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station.
Good evening, everyone, and you're listening to BTV News.
The Ministers of Agriculture and Environment has officially approved the results of the first round of the 2025 National One Commune One Product (OCOP) program evaluation and classification. Among the 47 products nationwide to earn the prestigious 5-star OCOP certification, the highest level in the national OCOP product rating system, Bình Định Province is represented by one standout, the Dialog M4 Special System Rice Paper, produced by Nhân Hòa Limited Companies, based in Hoài Xuân Ward, Hoài Nhân Tau. The 5-star OCOP designation is awarded to products that meet exceptional quality standards, reflect strong local identity, and show high potential for international market expansion. Recognition by the National OCOP Council affirms the ongoing efforts of local enterprises to enhance product quality and strengthen brand value on a national and global scale.
According to Bigamex Bình Định Joint Stock Company, the Bigamex Visif Bình Định Industrial Park, located in Canvin Commune, Vân Canh District, has so far attracted 7 secondary investors with high-tech projects totaling more than $225 million in committed capital. In just the first 5 months of this year, the company signed agreements with 3 investors for 3 projects worth a combined $70 million. Currently, the industrial park has 400 hectares of land fully equipped with infrastructure and utility services ready to meet investor needs. In the coming period, alongside supporting investors in effectively implementing their projects, Bigamex Bình Định Joint Stock Company will intensify investment promotion efforts in developed economies, seeking to attract more corporations and businesses to explore opportunities at the industrial park.
The People's Committee of Bình Định Province has approved the launch of a new public transport route using electric buses to connect Phu Cát Airport with Tàu Tàu Quy Nhơn. The initiative aims to meet growing travel demand, strengthen public transport connectivity, and enhance sustainable urban mobility in the province. The Department of Construction has been tasked with coordinating relevant agencies to officially announce and manage the route, ensuring compliance with current regulations on public passenger transport. The new route is expected to house reduced reliance on private vehicles, protect the environment, and improve the overall quality of urban transport services. The electric bus line will start at Phu Cát Airport and at the southern gate of the Bình Định Provincial Convention Center. Spanning a total distance of 35 kilometers, the route will include 24 stops and operate with a fleet of 7 electric buses. There will be 36 trips per day, running from 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. The buses will have a capacity of 40 to 60 passengers each.
Since the beginning of the year, authorities in Phu Cát District have detected 29 local fishing vessels operating beyond the authorized marine areas and recorded 79 instances of vessels losing signal connection at sea. In response, the Phu Cát District People's Committee instructed the District Office of Agriculture and Environment to coordinate with the Sub-Department of Fisheries in notifying local authorities to work directly with vessel owners and their families. captains were immediately informed to either return their vessels to within legal boundaries or restore signal connectivity. To ensure early detection and timely prevention of violations, the district has assigned officials and party members to monitor and support each vessel-owning household, identify public awareness efforts, and strengthen the management of the local fishing fleet. As of early June, Phogak District has a total of 886 fishing vessels. Authorities have also been directed to step up patrols and strictly handle violations related to illegal, unreported, and unregulated fishing IUU. And that's the end of the show. We hope you enjoyed the news. See you next time and goodbye for now.